Buongiorno Margherita.
Buongiorno Nina.
What do we have in the glass?
So today in the glass we have our business card. This is our Chianti Classico, and the name of the wine is Fontoli, like the name of the state, because this is our entry level. And this is the first wine ever made by my family, because consider my grandparents, he bought the estate in 1968 and he started to make this wine in 1969. So it's the history of Fontoli. That's why we have decided to call it Fontoli. And this is pure Sangiovese, 100%. And we source the grapes from different vineyards in the state. We usually use the second choice grapes of our most beautiful vineyards with older vines and the grapes from our younger vineyards that are like 10, 15 years old. So this wine represented more or less half of the production. We make 170,000 bottles of this wine. And this is, total representation of Sangiovese of Panzano. So it has beautiful freshness, acidity, high tannins, so a lot of complexity, concentration. But this is our wine for every day. So you can enjoy it every today. So it's ready to drink, or you can age this wine as well, like 4 or 5 years, and to enjoy it a little bit with more aging. And we age this wine in 2 years in oak. We use we have only French oak in Fontoli. We use the French oak barrels that are used, not new, and the French oak cask. So we put half of the wine in barrels and half in cask for 2 years, and then we blend the wine. So this wine is an annata, but it was aged for 2 years. So technically, it's like our riserva. So our intention is to have high quality annata. That's why we age this wine for 2 years, and we classify it as annata as well, not as riserva, because we want to have high quality entry level. So my idea, so I think that the best way to understand, the quality of an estate is to try the entry level. If the entry level is nice, no, this is a good sign.
Especially in Chianti Classico.
Yes, exactly. So,
cheers, salute. Oh, yay. It's 22.
It's 22, yes. This is the new vintage. Just released, yes. We started to release this wine like 2 months ago, yes.
It's funny that you said it's like a reserva.
Si, yes.
Because I always say Fontoli is a reserva.
Because we don't make any riserva. We make an annata and a couple of Gran Selezione. So this is like our riserva, but we classify as annata just for this reason, because we want to have high quality annata, high quality entry level.
Ciao, buongiorno, da bin ich wieder mit einer neuen Episode meines Podcasts Chianti Classico fürs Ohr. Das war gerade Margherita vom Weingut Fontoli aus Panzano in Chianti. Sie hat uns ihren Chianti Classico 2022 präsentiert, den wir auch gemeinsam verkostet haben. Gerne wird dieser Chianti Classico bei Fontoli als Business Card bezeichnet, als Ausdruck dafür, dass dieser Chianti Classico für die tolle Qualität aller Produkte aus dem Hause Fontoli steht. Ich bin übrigens Nina und ich liebe Chianti Classico. Und mit diesem Podcast will ich dich mitnehmen in meine Chianti Classico-Welt und dich teilhaben lassen an Gesprächen mit Winzern, an meinen Eindrücken hier im Chianti und dir so viel wie möglich über Chianti Classico erzählen. Heute bin ich, wie du ja schon bemerkt hast, zu Gast auf Fontoli, im Herzen des Chianti Classico in Panzano in Chianti. Das Weingut Fontoli ist ohne Übertreibung weltbekannt. Der Signature-Wein ist ohne Zweifel der Flaccianello della Pieve, ein Wein mit viel Geschichte und mehrfach hoch prämiert. Giovanni Manetti, der heutige Eigentümer von Fontoli, hat diesen Wein in den frühen 1980er Jahren erstmals vinifiziert und war dabei ohne Übertreibung ein Part der damaligen Revolution. Seine beiden Kinder, Margherita und Bernardo, sind gerade dabei, gemeinsam mit ihrem Cousin Corso, langsam in die wirklich großen Fußstapfen von Giovanni zu treten, Sicherlich eine spannende Reise für alle Beteiligten. Und um auch dich ein wenig an dieser Reise teilhaben lassen zu können, hat mich Margarita zu sich auf Fontodi eingeladen, um mit mir diese Folge aufzuzeichnen. Also, lass uns gemeinsam eintauchen in die Welt von Fontodi. Und weil Margarita leider kein Deutsch spricht, habe ich das Gespräch in Englisch mit ihr geführt. Buongiorno, Margarita. Thank you for your time to do a new podcast show together. It's really a huge pleasure for me having you here. We're sitting here in Fontodi, but not directly at the winery. We are sitting on a terrace of one of your agriturismo. And we can see the winery from here and also part of your vineyards. We have this fantastic view here over the Concadoro, the famous Golden Valley. I often described in my podcasts the famous Golden Valley of Panzano, and where Fontodi has really a huge part of his vineyards. Huge part of Concadoro are Fontodi's, yes. And another part is Fontodi's have others. When I do a podcast, and I'm always thinking about the wineries, and I've always think, what are the three key facts for me for Fontodi? And I would say Fontodi is real a family business of a Tuscan family, the family Manetti, and it has been part of a revolution in the early 80s, and the Flaccianello was born. And the new generation. That's why you are sitting here with me. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, the Manetti family bought the Fontodi estate in 1968. You mentioned in 69 they did their first Chianti Classico. They were the two brothers, Domiziano and Dino Manetti. And one of them was your grandfather, the father of your father, Giovanni. Today, you, your brother, and your cousin Corso, your brother has the name Bernardo, I forgot, sorry, are fully involved in the working life of the winery. You three, let me say, grew up here in Panzano, and I guess you also went to school. What was it like growing up here as children? The family business behind, and is there anything in particular that you remember?
Okay, first of all, thank you so much, Nina, for having me today. It's a great pleasure for me as well. So, first of all, let me say that as you say, so Fontodi is a family business. This is so important to underline because everything was started by my grandfather, Dino. So in 1968, that's so important to know that the traditional business of my family was the production of terracotta. Consider we have a terracotta company since centuries. My generation is the 8th generation of the terracotta company. So yes, and so the wine business just started recently, so at the end of the 60s. It was just a passion of my grandfather. So my grandparents, they used to live in the town where we have the terracotta company, and they found a winery in Panzano. They found Fontodi. There was a winery there, and they decided to buy the winery. They were so smart because the prices, of course, were so low than today. And so they bought together, they bought the estate, some vineyards and a villa. And they've done some renovations in the villa, and they moved to the villa in the middle of the 70s. Okay.
Was there an aim to produce wine?
Yes. Yes. At the beginning, just, you know, to share with friends.
It's, yeah.
Just,
yeah.
So they used to make like a couple of labels. So the Annata that I told you that we started to make in 69, and I said, but we don't make anymore, but just to share with friends.
Isn't that the villa on the label of the Chianti
exactly.
Classico?
Yes. So the villa that we have on the label of all of Chianti Classico, it represented our logo. So this is the house of my grandparents, the family house of my father, and the estate, okay? That's why we have decided to put on the label of the Chianti Classico. And so everything started with my grandparents, yes. And my father, he was very young at the time, of course, in the 60s. He was born in 1963. And my father considered he has one sister and one brother. And he was the only one with a great passion about the wines. So he always worked at the estate, even after the school, when he was like in high school. So he started like at 14 years old, like to drive the tractors to make the cases that they were out. We recently found a beautiful picture of my father when he was 14 years old, making some cases with a very old bottling machine. So, yes. So, and yes, my father, he started more or less to take the business in the middle of 80s, okay? And increased the production, he planted more varieties. And yes, now there's new generation in Fontodi. So it's brother Bernardo and my cousin Corso. So my brother Bernardo and my cousin Corso, they are working in the cellar because they are the new winemakers.
Yeah.
So at the moment, just assistant of my father, but they will be the next winemakers. And instead, I prefer the business part of the company. So I'm working in an office and I'm managing the sales, especially the export. And I also taking care of the hospitality. Oh, and so I do tours and tasting, but in general, I'm helping my father with all of the business part of the company. And all of us, we are born here in Manzano. Yes, yeah. we could say we are Panzano doc.
And the original
Panzano, yes. Our family house is located in the middle of the vineyards. Yes, close to this beautiful place.
Perhaps you have Sangiovese in your blood.
Yes, exactly. Literally born in the middle of the vineyard, yes. Yeah. And I went to kindergarten in Panzano. Yeah. So my brother and my cousin, they have done everything in Florence. So even the kindergarten, elementary school, yes.
Okay.
And I've done just the kindergarten here in Panzano. And then my parents, they decided to bring us to Florence for elementary, middle, of course, high school, because we don't have any high school here in Panzano. And let me say, when I was younger, it was tough to live in the countryside because we are, you know, far from everywhere. And when you are like 15 or 16 years old, you want to go out with friends, you know, go to the cinema, etc. And it's we are quite far from the city. So my mom, she used to be our driver.
Yeah.
Because my mom,
personal taxi driver.
She doesn't work at the estate, so she was our driver. You know, so she used to bring us to school, even to do some sports. So very tough job her. Yeah. Yes.
To organize all that and to bring it under, under one umbrella, let me say.
Exactly. So when I was younger, especially at high school, I didn't like to live here. Let me say. So I rediscovered the beauty of living here in the countryside during university, we could say. Yes.
Yeah. What did you study?
I studied business in Florence. There is a university there. And I used to live in Florence because when I started university, because we have a little apartment in the center. I don't know. I started to grow up, to have other ideas. Yes. Because living in a city is beautiful because you have everything, you know, close to you, like shops, bars, everything. But it's chaotic, it's crowded. And so living in the countryside is like living in a magic place, you know, in the middle of the year. It's so quiet and it's beautiful. So let me say, I rediscovered my passion for the countryside. Yes, like in the middle of 20s, something.
Your roots.
Yes, my roots. And that's why even I decided to work here. Yes.
So this comes together.
Yes, exactly.
That you have decided, okay, I want to enter the business of my family.
Yeah. So as I told you, I've started business. So my plans were to find a job I love marketing communication. So in another sector, okay. Then I've decided in 2018, before my graduation, to try to work with my family in Fontodi, because the problem was that my father, he wants to do everything by ourselves. So consider we don't have any export manager, director, anything. And so my father was the only one at the time to take care of the business part of the company. He was so busy, and he was elected for the first time as president of Consorzio Canticlassico. And so he asked me to help him to manage the business part of the company. He said to me, so try to work here for a couple of months and then you decide. Of course, I was always free to decide to do in my life. Yeah. That's so important to underline. And yes, I started to travel with my father. We went to London for a tasting. It was like October 2018, just to have an idea. This was the period. And consider that time my English was terrible because, yes, I just studied English at the school. Yes. And so I was like super afraid and so super worried. But yes, it was amazing, you know. When you do something and you know that, wow, this is going to be maybe my destiny. I don't know. Yes, I felt something magic. And so I like also talking with people. I'm not very shy. So my mom always told me since I was a child that you have to do a job like public relations. You have a perfect behavior.
So it comes.
Yes, exactly. Everything started from there. And then, yes.
And Bernardo?
And Bernardo, he has a different story than me because he always had a great passion for wines, for wines and for the winemaking in general. So he started to work a little bit in the cellar since he was at high school, okay?
Ah.
Yes. So
very early.
Very early, yes. So, and he started to travel with my father, even when he was like 18 years old, something like that. And then that's why he decided to study viticulture and enology. There's a university in Florence. And so he's now an enologist. Yes. Yeah. But he always had a great passion about the wines. He always buy bottles since he was like 18 years old.
Huge knowledge.
Yes.
All over the world. Yeah. Not only about here.
He has a great passion for French wines and Spanish wines. Right. Yes. Okay. Especially for the wines of the island.
Yeah.
You know, with volcanic soil. Yeah. Yes. And you always buy like wines from small producers. So, yes. So, this is totally different than my father. My father is a very, you know, traditional man. He like, you know, traditional wine, traditional wines, not from New World. My brother is the opposite, of course.
Oh, this is perfect. And Corso?
And Corso, yes, he has the same passion as Bernardo. And they studied together at the university. Ah, yes, in
Florence. They have been in common, let me say.
Yeah, they have the same age. They have the same age, yes. They are a couple of enologists, yes. And Corso, he went to Australia. I think close to Adelaide area for an harvest after the graduation. Yes. So he done the harvest there. So was there for like 2-3 months and, you know, to learn something about the new techniques in Australia. Yes. And enjoyed a lot. And then started to work in Fontori, more or less like me in 2018. Yes.
So it was
Bernardo was the first. Yes.
Yes. He was the first. And then the new generation.
Yes. Yes.
Entered, let me say. So let us have a little overview. What is Fontori? We spoke a lot about Fontori. I have to tell you a little story. When I came to Tuscany for the first time, it was in 1998, I bought a lot of books. And I read in one book that you should memorize always when you're concerning the wines of Tuscany, the four Fs. One is Frescobaldi, Fonterutoli, Felsina, and Fontori. And that's how I realized that Fontori is one of the great and magnificent wineries in Tuscany, perhaps also we can say Italy, until today. Perhaps it's much more now. Fontori, we speak about 110 hectares of vineyards, most of them here in Panzano, but also a little part in Lamole, which is close to Panzano, but a totally different terroir. You have a lot of olive trees, we can see here. You have the accommodation, the agriturismo. Altogether, Fontori is about 300 hectares. So Fontori is since many years organic as well. So not because it's fancy at the moment to have bio written on. It's because of your father, let me say, was convinced or is convinced about it. It's located in Ponzano in Chianti, we spoke about, in the heart, I would say, of Chianti Classico. Because it's so funny, when you're on the piazza, you have two signs for the directions to Florence and to Siena. See. And one is 31 kilometers to Siena and 31 kilometers
to... Yes, exactly in the middle.
Exactly in the middle. And... you have a lot of grapes here as well. First of all, Sangiovese is the czar, of course. Then you mentioned before your father planted also some other varieties like Syrah, Pinot Noir, Sauvignon Blanc, Trebbiano, Malvasia. So, looks a lot of work, let me say.
Yes. Super busy.
And with all these grapes, you have to do a lot of wines and you have really a huge range. It's a Chianti Classico we have in the glass, the Fontodi, call it. Then there's another Chianti Classico Dino, which is made in amphora of terracotta.
Yes.
I think because the traditional terracotta family. Vigna del Sorbo is nowadays a Chianti Classico Gran Selezione. Then there's another Gran Selezione from Panzano, the Terrazze San Leolino. The Syrah goes to the Casavilla Syrah. Si. The Pinot Noir goes to the Casavino Bois. And don't forget, Flaccianello, the flagship wine, I would like to say. And we mentioned before, Lamole, you produce also some wines, as I think two beautiful wines, the Chianti Classico Filetto di Lamole. Mm-hmm. And the other one is also Gran Selezione Pastrolo. But that's not all. Day is not over. Meriggio is a white wine. You do it from with the grapes of Sauvignon Blanc, I think a little bit Trebbiano.
Yes, around 10%.
And there's another new one, Fondo di Bianco.
Yes.
And I think it's a pure Trebbiano.
Exactly, yes.
And the famous Vinsanto.
Si.
This is especially the reason why I get to know personally Fontodi, because once we have been invited for a glass of Vinsanto in a restaurant in Rada, and they said, "Oh, it's beautiful." Many years ago, and they said to us, "Oh, it's just not far away the winery; you can buy it there." At that time, it was possible to buy Vinsanto because now it's so rare; it's almost always sold out.
Yeah, with a few bottles.
Yeah. So, Mamma Mia.
Yes.
Did I something forget, Margherita?
Yes. No, more or less, yes, more you said less. Everything. Let me do a little recap. So, we started everything in 1968. And as I told you, my father, he started to run the business in the 80s. And so at the beginning, consider we had only 10 hectares of vineyards planted with Sangiovese. Then my father, he planted in the 80s also some Syrah and some Sauvignon Blanc and some Pinot Noir. Okay. So now we make 100% Syrah, 100% Pinot Noir and a white wine that is called the Meriggio. That is 90% Sauvignon Blanc. And we have started to put some a little bit of Trebbiano in 2018. So around 10%. Because we have also some Trebbiano and Malvasia spread in the vineyards. Because we used to put white varieties in the Chianti Classico, you know, in the 60s and the 70s. Yeah. Because we had to do to the rules of consortium. Yes. And at the beginning, we started with 10 hectares. Now we have 110 hectares of vineyards. And but 90% of the production is still focusing on Sangiovese, of course. And all of our Chianti Classico are 100% Sangiovese. This is so important to underline. So we believe in the pureness of Sangiovese, the expression of our territory. And in total, just to have an idea, we make around 300,000 bottles per year, okay? And so we have a lot of vineyards. And our philosophy is to keep the yields quite low in order to have high-quality fruits. So with the 110 hectares of vineyards, we could make more bottles. But for us, it's not important the quantity, but the quality.
Quality.
Yes. We believe in the organic philosophy. We have the organic certification since 2008. but we follow the philosophy since the beginning.
Mm.
So we have never used any chemical products or pesticides. So we are organic since the beginning. We are one of the first organic wines in Chianti Classico. This is so important to understand. We also believe in the biodynamical philosophy.
Mm.
We don't have the certification, but we follow some principles. For example, we follow the moon phases for some activities like pruning or bottling. And we also have a cattle farm that we have introduced like in 2003, so many years ago. Again, we were one of the first wineries to do this. And so we started with 10 cows. Now we have around 80 cows. We have a Chianina cows that are very the white cows, very famous cows.
And beautiful.
Yes, and beautiful. But
and huge.
Yes, and huge. And just one bull. 80 cows and just one bull. Yes. It's a very lucky bull. And so the reason for the cattle farm is not to have meat or milk, but just to use the manure of the cows to make a compost. So we mix the manure of the cows with the remain of pruning the vines or the skins after the fermentation or the stems. And we make this compost that we use to fertilize the vineyards.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the principal biodynamical philosophy. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is so important for us. So we believe in this philosophy. And we also make some meat from the cows, you know, for me and my family. And but the main reason is to the use of the manure.
Yeah.
And so recently we have started also some new project, okay? So not in Panzano, but in another village called De Lamole.
Yeah.
So so important to underline that Lamole and Panzano, they have completely different terroir. So Panzano is located in the middle of Chianti Classico because between Florence and Siena, and we have a warm climate with a great diurnal range, so we have very cool nights. And the elevation, it ranges between 380-450 meters. And we have two main soils here in Panzano. One is called Galestro. Calestro is a calcar clay schist soil. There's no translation, just to know that it gives a lot of concentration, structure, and minerality to the wines. And the other soil is Alberese, the limestone. It gives the acidity, the freshness, and the elegance to the wines. So due to the high presence of these two soils, so the wines of Panzano, they have beautiful complexity, concentration, acidity, and freshness. They are so suitable for aging. Lamole, it has completely different terroir. So Lamole is one of the smallest villages in the Chianti Classico and one of the highest villages because it's located up to the mountains. Consider we have a mountain chain in the region called the Monte del Chianti, and the highest mountain, Monte San Michele, is more than 800 meters. And Lamole is
almost 900. I think it's just a meter.
Meters. Yes, it's
missing.
So high for Chianti. And Lamole is located just below the Monte del Chianti. So it's like 600 meters over there.
And you have a fantastic, because there's also a very nice restaurant.
Yes.
And
it's famous for the restaurant. Yeah. Lamole is nothing there.
And it's a fantastic view.
Yes.
To Panzano. To Florence.
To Florence. And sometimes, if it's so sunny, the sky is very clear, you could see the sea.
Yeah.
Because it's very high over there.
Mama,
yes,
yeah.
It's beautiful. Yes. And so consider the first difference is the higher elevation. Okay. That means a lot of acidity, a lot of freshness. And the other difference is the soil. So we have two projects in Lamole. So one project is Chianti Classico Annata. It's called the Filetta di Lamole. And it's a single vineyard. It's quite big. It's like 9 hectares. And it's located in the southern part of Lamole on the way to Greve. And over there, the soil is a sandstone, is arenaria. And the sandstone, it gives very light color to the wine, a lot of floral notes and a lot of finesse, a lot of elegance. So this wine is a little bit more easy drinking than our Annata from Panzano. It has very fine tannins and a lot of elegance. And the other project, so the first vineyard of Filetta di Lamole was from 2014, okay? Then my father, he fell in love with Lamole because it's a beautiful place and it's a magic place. Considered as nothing there, just 10 wineries and a restaurant. Ristoro di Lamole is one of my favorite restaurants.
And a church.
So after Filetta di Lamole, my father decided to buy another vineyard there. And we started this new project called the Pastrolo. So we bought a vineyard so during the COVID, like 2020, okay? But the vineyard was so old, it was not organic, so we are still like in conversion, and we had to replant the vineyard, okay? So now just less than 1 hectare is under production, like a couple of rows, yes? And so at the moment we're still making like 1,000 bottles, no more, less than 1 hectare. And so our idea, of course, is to increase the production. So in the next years, because we have replanted a vineyard in 2020. Yeah, so now so we still have baby vines. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And this vineyard is located in the other part of Lamole. So in the northern part of Lamole on the way to Panzano. So over there, the elevation is a little bit higher. It's like 650 meters.
Mamma mia.
And yes, there's another soil. So it's called Marna di Galestro. So similar to Galestro. Similar to Galestro, but is still an arenaria. So it gives like the finesse, the elegance, but even the structure, the concentration. So of course it will be Gran Selezione and 100% Sangiovese.
And
yes.
Can you explain us the word Pastrolo?
Pastrolo is the name of the vineyard. Yes.
So it's the name of the vineyard.
It was the name of the vineyard. So we have decided to keep the name.
Yeah. Okay? Perfect.
Yes.
It's easy.
Nothing special. Yes.
How are the climate conditions, the difference between, because I think here in Panzano, especially in the Concadoro, there's another climate than in other parts of Panzano, and also in Lamole, because only the altitude is a huge factor for
So our vineyards in Panzano are located in the southern part of the town and in the famous Concadoro Valley. The translation is Golden Shell. The name came from the amphitheater shape of the valley, and because there's a sun during all of the day. So consider we are the biggest winery in Panzano, so we own most of the vineyards in Concadoro. We have a couple of neighbors, but most of the vineyards in Concadoro, they belong to us. And there's a lot of lights. There's a lot of light and a lot of sun, yes, in the Concadoro Valley. The exposure of the vineyards is like southwest. And the altitude is different. So the range is from 380 meters, the lowest vineyards on the top of the hill. So where we are now, we could say, because one of our agriturism is located on the top of the hill in the middle of some vineyards, and it's like 450 meters. Okay, so this is the range more or less. And so this is a fantastic location. As I told you, a lot of sun, so it's perfect, you know, for the ripening of the grapes. It's never too hot because the valley is open to the west, and very far away there is the sea. So we always have a cool breeze, especially in the afternoon. That's so important, you know, to cool down the temperature and also to prevent diseases after the rainfall.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a magic place, a fantastic place.
The Golden Valley.
Yes. And we have a huge diurnal range. This is important to underline. So, of course, in the summer, it might be hot in the day, in July, in August, 35 degrees. But we have very cool nights. So around the 20 degrees, and especially at the end of August, beginning of September, sometimes 15, 18 degrees in the very good vintages. That's so important, you know, to keep the acidity, the freshness, and the flavors, aromas of the grapes. So the acidity is pretty high in Panzano as well. And you can find a beautiful freshness in all of our wines. Lamole, of course, the elevation is higher. That means, of course, a little bit cooler climate, okay? So the ripening season is different. Consider we harvest the grapes in Panzano 2 weeks earlier than Lamole, more or less in the middle of September. In Lamole, beginning of October, like the first week of October. Because, of course, due to the cooler climate, the ripening season is a little bit longer, yes.
But I think it's also important to handle the harvesting.
Exactly, yes. And, you know, now with the global warming, we are looking for a cooler harvest, you know, where to plant the vineyards, and Lamole is perfect, yes.
So, wie du sicherlich bemerkt hast, haben Margherita und ich uns wirklich viel zu erzählen. Und das war aber noch nicht alles. Daher gibt's demnächst eine zweite Folge mit Margherita, in der sie uns sozusagen in die Kellerei mitnimmt, uns über die Weine und deren Charaktere erzählt, uns über die Revolution im Chianti Classico in den 1980er Jahren berichtet, uns aber auch mitnimmt, zumindest in Gedanken, auf ihre vielen weltweiten Reisen, um Funtodi zu präsentieren.
und wie stolz sie auf ihren Heimatort Panzano ist, lässt sie uns ebenso wissen. Also, bleib dran. Am besten klickst du auf den Abo-Button, wenn du das bis jetzt noch nicht gemacht haben solltest. Dann erfährst du sofort, sobald die zweite Episode mit Margherita zu hören ist. Falls du in der Zwischenzeit jedoch mehr über Fontodi erfahren möchtest, dann findest du viele Informationen und Bilder auf meiner Website dazu. Links findest du in den Shownotes. Und wenn du jetzt Lust bekommen haben solltest, die Weine von Fontodi schon mal selbst zu probieren, dann kannst du diese in meinem Online-Shop finden. Beide Links findest du in den Episodennotizen. Ich hoffe, dass ich dich auch heute mitnehmen konnte in meine Chianti Classico-Welt, denn das ist meine Passion, mein Auftrag. So fühle ich es zumindest. Bis zum nächsten Mal, hoffentlich. Ich freue mich auf dich. Ciao, a presto.